Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Chaser Report is recorded on Gadigal land.
Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is the Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to the Chaser Report. Dom back here because Charles got stuck in a plane. Look, I've been doing other work and stuff and I've missed talking to you. So I'm very glad to have the chance to do that today with a professional talker, Triple J Drive co-host, stand-up comedian, host of Letters and Numbers on SBS and the co-host of the Free to a Good Home podcast with our good friend Ben Jenkins. And he has a stand-up show in Sydney this week. It's called Untested Material, No Refunds, Wednesday to Sunday at the Factory Theatre. You can go and book for that now. It is none other than the artist himself, Mr. Michael Hing. Hello, Hing.
G'day, Dom. How's it going? Hello. Yeah, what do you call your fans? Chaser?
We don't have a collective noun for Chaser Report listeners. Yeah, that's a problem. We're terrible at podcasting. We've been doing this for years and we don't even have a term like, I don't know, potties or...
Yeah.
What are Lee Sales and Annabelle Chatters or what? I don't know what they call themselves. Who are your, what are your podcasters?
Criminals, I guess, deviants, freaks, that kind of thing.
All right, so I should mention Celebrity Letters and Numbers on SBS. Your podcast with the wonderful Ben Jenkins, who's worked with us a lot, is Free to a Good Home. And you've got some stand-up dates coming up as well, which we'll get to, no doubt. But Free to a Good Home, that's been going for ages.
Yeah, too long, I would say. It's too long, Dom. Ben and I started it around the time that Jeff Bezos bought the Washington Post because we thought it was funny to start a classifieds podcast around the time that classifieds ended. And we've just kept it going for like a decade now. It's too long.
Well, you probably
Dom.
Thought, you know, if Bezos is getting in on the newspaper business, we should as well. It's clearly got a bright future.
Exactly, Dom.
We got you in because we need some professional radio advice. And we know that you are, you know, one of the most successful and skilled and accomplished broadcasters in Australia. You are the Philip Adams of Triple J Hing.
Sure, I'll take that. I write my own joke books. Is that a reference people get? That Philip Adams wrote joke books in the 90s?
I don't know if they still would. There you go. That's a thing that absolutely happened. And look, the Chaser wrote a song for the election. And what we want to do, from what I understand, is to hack the Hottest 100.
Oh, sure. Okay.
All right. So, look, I know you've worked with Tom Carty a lot. Tom's been on the podcast as well. So you've got form at getting comedy songs onto the Hottest 100.
Yes. Very much so.
Do you think the song that you guys did about Lewis will get on the Hottest 100? Because that was quality, I got to say.
Oh, thank you. You're very kind. I don't imagine it will because it hasn't been played enough on the station.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Been played a couple of times. Tom Carty's songs that he released independent of us, they had no, yeah. We didn't have nothing to do with them. They're the ones that actually made it into the Hottest 100. So as much as we love Tom Carty, we're furious at his success as it has outshone all the stuff he's done with us. And frankly, I wish him nothing but curses and pestilence moving forward.
If you haven't seen the sketch, what happened was Hing went and asked all of Lewis Hobber's friends, his Drive co-host's friends, what Lewis was like. And then they wrote a song about a weird guy. And the penny dropped halfway through that it was actually specifically about Lewis.
Well, the context for that was Lewis had COVID at the time. And during the 2 weeks or the week and a half he was off, I thought this is a great opportunity for us to do a prank because when Lewis and I aren't on radio, we have like what we describe as healthy boundaries where we do not listen to the show.
Very wise.
And so I planned this whole thing out on radio and Lewis genuinely had no idea. And people think like, oh, it's like radio magic or something. No. He genuinely was in bed and did not listen to the radio for a whole week. So we planned this whole thing out on radio. Tom came in to debut a new song. He'd had a couple of songs in the Hottest 100 and he debuted this new song. Halfway through, Lewis realized it was all about him and he lost his mind. And it's one of the more elaborate radio pranks I've done. But yes, not eligible. Not, I mean, I guess it's eligible for the Hottest 100.
I hadn't realized because I watched it on the video. I hadn't realized that whole thing went to air and that you just relied on his complete indifference to your show when he wasn't getting paid to do it.
Yeah, Yeah.
And
yeah.
So no one in his life, like no parents, no partner, no friends were like, oh.
Because they were all in on it. Like his sister was in it.
Oh, brilliant.
His girlfriend was in it. So in on it, like I called, I reckon, about 13 people in the end to get like very specific details, stuff that only they would know about him, if that makes sense. So yeah. For example, his girlfriend's told a story about how he threw up in the car park of a super cheap auto. And I didn't know that story. And Lewis and I talk about everything, you know, for 2.5 hours a day. So, Veronica Milsom called in and talked about a secret song that he sung whenever he had to take his pants off to get changed. and stuff like that, like really intimate, like weird stuff that then we put into a weird guy's song and then like roasted him on it. It was pretty good. But your song, the song that changed.
We'll just put a little clip of it in so people go and check out the whole thing. It's a very, very funny prank.
You've got a brand new song. It's called Weird Guy. What's it about? I think there's just a lot of things that everyone can really go, oh, yeah, that's happened to me. I know someone who's that strange, that weird.
Right now, this is brand new music for the very first time from Tom Cardi. It is called Weird Guy. Is there anything else we need to know about it before we chuck it on?
Enjoy, guys.
Everybody knows a weirdo that fucked up the Hottest 100 by replaying a song by Doja Cat.
Everybody knows a friend of Veronica Milsom who sings a little song when they put their pants on.
Everybody knows a guy who tried a nicotine lozenge that made him vomit in a super cheap auto car park.
Everybody knows a guy that threw a big tantrum when his national radio station job wouldn't let him fly a helicopter onto a boat and then present the afternoon radio show that he works for.
It could be anyone.
What the... You dogs.
So, all right, to the point being, you are able to make songs happen and get heft and momentum. I mean, Tom Cardi had a lot of songs in the Hottest 100. I'm hoping Red Flags does very well. I think that's hilarious, the song. I won't say what it's about. Go and listen to it. But it's kind of a spoiler if you know what it's about. But so the song was, it's a classy piece of audio. It's perfect for Triple J. It's called Cole Makes Me Come. And the vocals are provided by Scott Morrison. Remember him?
Yes. He was about half of our cabinet, wasn't he, at one time?
Basically most of our cabinet.
So yeah. I've heard this song. Your lovely Chaser intern, Lachlan, sent it to me to listen to in the lead up to this. And okay, here's
banger or certified banger?
Here's some things you need to know.
All right.
So for it to be eligible in the Hottest 100, it has to get played at some point at Triple J. So you need to get it played. I don't think it's actually been played yet.
No, I don't think so.
But this week on Triple J, they're doing a thing called Requestable, where every song that we're playing is a listener request. So if people were to go to the Triple J app right now and request, you get one request today. So if all your listeners were to go onto the Triple J app right now and request this Scott Morrison Cole Makes Me Come song, it could get played, and that would make it eligible for the Hottest 100.
Which you can't endorse, of course. You're neutral in all this.
Of course.
You just know that there's a system.
The second thing that I would say, though, is that Triple J's Hottest 100 the last couple of years has a history of having semi-political kind of parody songs in there. Most recently, I can think of the Dan Andrews Get on the Beers song
that
went viral in 2020 during the lockdowns. Now, that made it in... to the Hottest 100 that we played out at the start of 2021. So the 2020 was released, 2021 we played out in the Hottest 100 in January of that year. So you've got to be thinking about this song being relevant to people in the voting period, which is sort of December, January 2023, Dom.
So that's a little challenging because right now it feels amazingly old. Like it feels like we made this in the 90s, basically.
That's what I'm saying. It does feel like Scott Morrison, as he has receded from public life, aside from obviously the one, since he stopped being Prime Minister, the one big thing that came out was obviously that he was like the health minister and everything else or whatever it was. And that was a fun couple of weeks where we talked about that. But since then, he's really receded. So I wonder if you need to extend, maybe do a remix. That's a cool thing people do. Do a remix of this Cole song with Peter Dutton or something to make it more relevant to the political oomph.
Or you could also potentially have ScoMo featuring Albo.
Of course.
And then, of course, the current government getting on board with the message.
Yes, yeah.
To make give it more heft and relevance. Well, that's a very, very good tip. I was right. Looking at the pitch, I was like, are we really going to talk about this in October?
Well, I think the reason I want to do it is because of the Requestable thing. If it gets played this week, then it is eligible.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
None of the medical advice contained in the Chaser Report should legally be considered medical advice. The Chaser Report.
Can I say, Requestival is one of the most brilliant ideas that
I've such a fun idea.
Ever heard of. And the reason is because having worked at a commercial radio station at Triple M, the other triple, the bad triple, there is nothing organic about the requests there at all. Like, a lot of them are done by the sales team, putting on a voice of a bogan. Oh, yeah, g'day, I want to hear, you know, Foo Fighters. Oh, okay, fine, we'll play Foo Fighters like we were going to anyway. Whereas the weird shit that gets requested for the Requestival is just, it's genius.
It's really silly. Yesterday, what did we play? I mean, the one that stands out to me is someone called in and requested a dubstep remix of an Antiques Roadshow theme song. This is the first one. I think this is 2020. And I remember being like, we're not going to play that, are we? And they're like, yeah, I guess we have to. So then we had to like, it wasn't even like a song that had been released. We had to like go to YouTube and rip it off YouTube.
You had to make it?
Yeah.
You had to make a dubstep.
Yeah, basically.
So it's by request, not only play the song, but if it doesn't exist, create it.
Yeah. And actually this week, Lewis Hobber and I are doing a thing where we gave the listeners a chance to request a song that he and I would learn and play by the end of the week. So we kind of gave people a lot of options. One of them was obviously Vance Joy's Riptide, which is a song people love, also only requires three chords in the ukulele, and I really thought we could do it. But instead, we gave it to the vote of the listeners. And as you know from working in radio, radio listeners, Dom, are nothing but trolls. And so the listeners decided that we should actually learn and cover the 1962 Bobby Pickett and the Crypt Kickers classic, The Monster Mash. So tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow morning, Lewis and I are going to team up with a band called The Boys, B-U-O-Y-S, and we're going to start rehearsals. And then tomorrow afternoon, Thursday afternoon, we are playing it live on air, which I'm freaking out.
Oh, my
God.
Yeah, do you have to sing it? Who's singing it?
I think we'll do some spooky voices.
Whatever he's got to do, because it's spoken, right? Like, even if you don't want to sing, there's the, it was a graveyard that whole thing.
Yeah, we're going to be doing some spooky voices. And
aren't you like a musical genius? Aren't you some sort of, you know, AMEB trained concert pianist or violinist or something?
I was as a child. I was what you could, I guess what you could describe as a prodigy. But then you can't be a prodigy as an adult. You're just a guy who can play the piano. You know what I mean?
You should definitely do like a ridiculous classical solo in the middle of it just to show off.
I'll try and do something. Yeah, we'll try and work something out. We're really stretching it here, Dom. But I will say that like I haven't really played piano much recently, and I'm concerned about ruining my favorite song in the world. Okay. Another thing to you for that, actually, just a reminder. Yeah. Sorry, just go back to the Cole song.
It's the Cole. Cole makes me come. This is the point of all this.
Get into the Hottest 100, you've got to be very careful about the kind of campaigns you run with your listeners, with your fans, to get songs in. Because if the music team, who are sort of the boffins in the lab late one night, who are putting together the Hottest 100 and tallying all the votes and stuff, if they get a whiff of a what they call a commercial campaign, you're disqualified. So you're not allowed to offer money or any like moneyed incentives for people. You can't be like, oh, we'll give you $5 if you vote for it. You can't do any of that.
Well, the good news is we don't have money. So that the Chaser is fantastically free of money. So
you also can't partner with any commercial brands. So you can't like get KFC to put it in their ad and then.
Yeah, again, we've tried that. There's no upside in that for us. What brand would ally themselves with Cole Makes Me Come?
I'm trying to wonder. I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah, okay, no, I think we're fine on that front as well. Okay, this is all very good advice from a professional. Okay, so people have got to get onto Requestival, use the Triple J app and vote once per day. Amazing. All right, well, we'll give that a go. And I think the Relevance remix is a particularly good tip. Thank you for that.
Yeah, and if you could get, if you could perhaps, because in the remix culture, I don't know about commercial rights and stuff, but if you could just kind of like put a very popular artist in there as well.
Without amazing.
And actually, you know what? Because all these artists, right, they're all lefty pinko artists, are all looking for environmental credibility. So what you want
brilliant.
Is to get, you know, Amy Shark, Kid Laroi.
Yeah. Montaigne pops
Hilltop
up.
Hoods, you know, get some.
I was thinking of Hilltop Hoods. That would be amazing if they just dropped a
get them to a verse in the middle where they're like, you know, talking about climate change or whatever. You know, add that into, call it the Hilltop Hoods remix of Cold Makes Me Come, et cetera, et cetera.
Hello.
I mean, Dom, hey, I've worked in the business for a couple of years now. I know a thing or two about how to get.
You do know a thing or two about getting momentum. Absolutely. Oh, we've talked to the right person here. All right. Well, we'll try and make this happen. And I must say, in terms of actually winning the Hottest 100 and getting to be number one, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but it does occur to me that there's a pretty decent chance that come like end of the year, January, I would back Scott Morrison to be in the news again with another baffling scandal. I think that's
potentially. I mean, also he could be running again by then. You know, the way Dutton's numbers are going, he could be back.
So
in
the big comeback.
Yeah, he could be having another swing at the top job. You know.
Oh, and speaking of numbers, by the way, amazing ratings for Triple J Drive this week. Number one show on the station. I think gurus of, you know, commercial radio.
It's a rare feeling, Dom, to be beloved. Very, very rare.
Congratulations. There you go.
I think, honestly, what people love is the fact that they can tell that Lewis and I are genuine friends who genuinely like each other. And just like genuine friends who genuinely like each other, we also genuinely hate each other. And I think that authenticity really comes through.
Yeah, no, it's entirely credible. So you've got a show coming up at the Factory Theatre this week. It's untested material, brackets, no refunds, which I think is good to make clear up front. How untested are we talking?
There's some stuff I've done like once or twice at comedy. So this is a stand-up show. It's me preparing material for next year's big tour that I'll do through the festival circuit across the country. So some of the stuff that I'm doing this week will be like stuff I've done like once or twice. Some stuff will be like really old stuff that I'm like thinking I can change and like bring back in a kind
of fix.
A remix, as it were, a relevance remix, as it were, Dom. But then I reckon about half the show will literally be like things I've scribbled down in my notebook that I've never said out loud that could be pretty crook that I we'll see. We'll see how they go. This is why I have to do it, because you need to, because with comedy, as you know, Dom, it's very important to like push boundaries and kind of push the envelope in some.
That's what they tell me.
But you can't go too far. So you need to test it in front of an audience to see where the sort of.
How poor people are. Yeah, look, this is, I mean, the Chaser had a problem with this by getting fans of the Chaser in, because they're also twisted and have no
course, this is the limit. This is the thing
that so what you really need is people who don't like you. So I get Lewis to come in the front row.
Exactly, Tom. I need Stern Lewis being like, "Man, I think that's going to work, buddy."
I got to say, I would be fascinated to see this, because I've seen you do stand up a bunch of times, and you were always annoyingly good. and I really like the idea of seeing you fail fairly dismally with a half-formed idea that definitely shouldn't have.
There's a couple of ones this time round that like last time I did one of these, this bit ended up working in the end. But the first time I did it, I felt really I felt like I'd made a huge mistake. I did a joke about how the best thing we could do for climate change is obviously kill a bunch of human beings, and so the most green we should give an award to tobacco companies was kind of the vibe of the bit, because they'd been the most green corporation. And I thought it was like a funny premise because whatever. But the first time I did that, did people hate that, Dom? They hated that.
You were in the chaser zone. Yeah, right. And did someone come up with kind of late stage emphysema and just say, "You monster"?
No, well, not exactly that, but something. Not exactly that, but something close to that, yes. And then I had to be like, "Oh, sorry, I was trying to make a point, blah, blah, blah." And then actually the fact that I had that conversation with them in the audience actually made the bit much better.
Oh, that's good. So it was actually, it played out. So you're taking feedback.
That's the other thing about this show. The audience is very helpful. They're very, very helpful. So the bit ended up being about how if you did a murder, technically after that, your entire life is carbon neutral. Because that person is so that became the bit, which is much obviously much stronger.
Yeah, a little bit less direct.
Yeah.
Whereas I suppose in the Chaser we would have just not only gone with the first idea, but gone and then presented the award.
We would have hassled their receptionist.
Yeah, exactly.
And
you know, gotten thrown out, and that would have been the end of the piece, like every second piece. There you go.
Yep.
All right, so that's untested material, no refunds. It's Wednesday to Sunday at the Factory Theatre in Sydney. That's 28th September to October the 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else we want to plug? When Celebrity Letters and Numbers back?
I think it's I think it got pushed back because the Queen died, but it should be back on Monday, I think, Dom.
Right.
It should be back on Monday.
I mean, can't SBS priorities.
Exactly. That's what I don't think I didn't send a lot of angry emails about this, Dom. I thought,
I mean, I know it's
enough.
Important.
He's on all the other channels. Let us have a go.
That's true. That's true. All right. Look, thank you for joining us and all the best with the show. I cannot wait to hear what the worst joke from the show is
next week.
Thanks, Dom.
Our gear is from Rode. We're part of the Acast Creator Network, and we'll catch you next time.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.